And now with sports, here's SportsBot 5000.
All sports canceled.
Hello. Kelly Nelson here, greeting you from the wilds of Western Canada in self-isolation for the last 2 weeks. Not because of the coronavirus, but because I live on a farm now and I'm unemployed and I don't drive. Although that's probably going to have to change. But hey, I'm going to wait a few months, let the world sort itself out. But in the meantime, thought I'd chat for a few minutes about upcoming projects on the PWO network that will include myself and others. First up, I announced this on Twitter a few days ago. After being without Wi-Fi for a few months, I'm back in business. So, WorldCast will resume, picking up where we left off, just about at the end of 1983, coming up on another Star Wars card at Reunion Arena, and then into 1984, finally. The boys and I were scheduled to record this weekend, but poor Pete, who works full-time at a grocery store, due to the panic of the last few days, is basically working 7 days a week and has no free time to record podcasts. Hopefully this will change so we can get one in the can. Tentatively, we're looking at Wednesday, March 25th, for the return of WorldCast, barring the end of the world, of course. Besides resuming reviews of World Class Wrestling on the WorldCast podcast, I'm sure we will, as we have done for years now, drop some special episodes under the WorldCast banner, dealing with who knows what. We always would have something pop up organically that would be the basis for a special. And one thing I'm looking at on the calendar coming up is the resumption of the Dark Side of the Ring series on Vice. And last year we did a look at, the Von Erichs episode of Dark Side of the Ring, and also Gino Hernandez was featured. So I was thinking, looking at the possibilities, that there's a good chance we could do an episode on the Dino Bravo murder. That would be interesting. Perhaps the one about John Stossel being, shall we say, roughed up a little bit by Dr. D. David Schultz backstage at a Madison Square Garden show in 1984. And of course, there's also going to be an episode focusing on the death of Nancy Argentino at the hands of Jimmy Snuka in 1983. So there's possibilities. Also, I plan on bringing back one of my dead podcast concepts from the past. There's plenty to choose from, but the easiest one to bring back and revive is the solo one I did at the Garden from 2016. I did episodes on Bruno Sammartino. It was supposed to be a four-part look at his wrestling career at Madison Square Garden. So I want to finish that up finally, drop part four. First and foremost, though, I plan on releasing a updated version of the preview episode that I did, the original episode, which is a history of Madison Square Garden from 1880 to 1938. And in recent years, since the podcast was first released, new information has come to light that there was in fact wrestling held at the original Madison Square Garden when it was known as Gilmore's Garden as early as 1875. And there's a great book called Wrestling in the Garden by Scott Teal and J. Michael Kenyon from Crowbar Press that I just received in the mail a few weeks ago. And that's going to be the basis of providing an updated, at least beginning to that episode. And yes, if all goes well, I plan on releasing the fourth part of Bruno Sammartino sometime later in 2020, and also possibly a look at wrestling at MSG from basically the revival in 1949 throughout the 1950s and up to the point where Bruno becomes world champion in 1963. Of course, I'm sure there'll be other projects. There's some collaborations I would like to do this year with certain people that I haven't ever podcasted with before. And yeah, who knows? There'll be all kinds of stuff. As I said earlier, a lot of these things arrive organically and that's always cool. So who knows? Hey, this is PWO. We usually talk about old wrestling. Sucks for the Boom Goes the Dynamite boys. Who knows how many episodes they're going to be able to do if things get totally shut down here. Although it looks like AEW is going to attempt a few empty arena shows. WrestleMania is all but going to be postponed. And it may be a quiet couple months for professional wrestling. But PWO's specialty has always been old school wrestling discussion. Of course, there'll be Greetings from Allentowns every week by Peter Winson, the best podcast going. He looks at stuff from all different decades, and it's always awesome. There'll be episodes of the Military Industrial Suplex, I'm sure. The latest one with Johnny Sorrow on it is awesome. Everybody give it a listen. It's a great interview by Tom Batista there. And Days of Thunder, the WCW Thunder retrospective podcast by Dave and Lee is an awesome show, a great addition to the feed in the last year. And they, of course, look at Thunder from the late 90s, WCW Thunder from the late 90s. So, yeah, there'll be plenty of shows. So, you know, just hunker down, you know, stay safe, wash your hands and all that good stuff, and just stay at home if you can. I know it's not possible for everybody, but, yeah, stay away from this mess and listen to some podcasts on the PWO Network. We'll be pumping them out at our usual pace, and like I've discussed here, there's going to be some new ones, some returns, and all that good stuff. Okay, peace, everyone. Take care.